This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our U.S. Coast Guard, and our security officers, too. Thank you for the job you do keeping America free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, the host of the New Media Journal and also the Underground USA podcast, Frank Salvato. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big news is not necessarily where I'm going to go. But we did have a horrible crane accident last night in Dallas late yesterday on top of some sort of office building they were building. Those cranes, when they perch them up there on top of the buildings, I always wonder about them. And they're always a problem in high winds. They had estimated winds at the airport, Love Field in Dallas, 71 miles an hour. And when you're up that high in the air, I would dare say the wind gusts were at least 10 miles an hour higher, maybe even more than that. We just don't know because I wasn't up there. But down came the crane, one person killed, five people injured, and boy, did it tear that apartment building apart.
Oh, yeah. Those things have to be incredibly secured when you get into high wind situations when storms are coming through. They knew storms were coming through. I mean, you can look and see what's coming from the west. I'm not sure if there's anything they could have done differently that they did, but this is one of the things that we have to look at when we're building high-rise buildings, when we're talking about safety. We know that these things have to withstand some high winds. So, you know, let's get our structural engineers to look at these things, and let's not always take the easy way out when it comes to safety where big money projects are concerned. Let's look for efficiency as well.
And we don't know all the particulars behind it, but last night outside a disco, they said a disco in Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, David Ortiz was going inside. Somebody came up on a motorcycle, parked it behind him, got off the motorcycle, and shot him in the back at close range.
Well, you know, it's Santo Domingo is an island shared with Haiti. There's a lot of problems down there. You know, that's Dominican Republic. There's a lot of troubles down there in Santo Domingo. And when you get into the Caribbean, there's many places that don't have the level of security that the other places do. Like when you talk about the Grand Cayman Islands or the Bahamas, you get into places like, Jamaica and certain places and then Santo Domingo. And you've got some problems with people who are looking at resort places and places with high entertainment and high value people going in there. So It doesn't surprise me.
The first thing I thought of was all that gold that he used to wear whenever he'd be around, that gold, and that'd be a big attraction for somebody. But he was shot in the back. He did have surgery. He's in serious condition, but he'll survive.
If he was wearing all his gold down there going to a disco, then that was a very poor choice.
Okay. And from the words of authority.
That's a very poor choice.
Yeah, I don't disagree. All right, well, the president has won again. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break, but I'll start up by saying that the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Kevin McAllen, on Sunday credited President Donald Trump's threat to slap tariffs on Mexico with bringing it to the table with real proposals to crack down on illegal immigration. Now, we were talking during the break, 6,000 soldiers going to the Guatemala-Mexican border, which will seal that down there pretty much, and the asylum will be opened up more in Mexico for them to declare asylum there. Mexico said they'll give them jobs, they'll give them a place to live, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff to get them back on their feet again. But the big quick access into the United States supposedly is going to be over.
Well, this is a very, very big deal. And in the face of this very big deal, you have idiots like Nancy Pelosi and Beto O'Rourke and Bernie Sanders trying to condemn the tactics that he used to achieve success.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable. I mean, you're talking about getting people to the negotiating table using a tough tactic to put teeth to tough words to impose action. The United States gave up nothing in this negotiation. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we exacted pressure to make them change.
Yeah, and Nancy said she was disgusted and embarrassed for the United States. Well, guess what? I'm disgusted and embarrassed by her being around for the last 25 years.
Well, she said we ceded American leadership in achieving this goal. How the heck did we cede American leadership?
We didn't.
We showed people that when you stand up for yourself and demand what's right, by limiting access to the most potent thing that we have in the United States, our consumer market, that people will come to the knee and say, okay, we'll stop treating you unfairly if you're going to shut your markets off to us, because we need that more than you need us.
Yep, you've absolutely got it. Okay, well, hold that thought, because here comes the break music, and that means that we're going to go to break. And when we come back, more with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and the host of the Underground USA podcast. And, of course, winning is not getting old from where I'm sitting. And there'll be more details coming about whatever it is that we've agreed to here. So we'll know more shortly. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, you want to talk about a destination location when you're coming to Florida from wherever? Well, how about the Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem of Bradenton, inside Mixon's Fruit Farm? Which, by the way, when you get that Florida tourist guide, you'll see Mixon's Fruit Farm is in there. But inside, they've got the Groveside Cafe, and I was there last week, and I want to tell you something. Not only did we have a good crowd, but the food is excellent. I had one of those BLT sandwich again with the applewood bacon stacked high. I'm telling you, they don't call it the loaded BLT for nothing. And oh, by the way, don't forget they got the amazing Superman sub, they got the nightclub sub, the forklift burger, large and in charge, oh, and the best renowned Cuban sandwich in the area, bar none. And if you like good pressed Cubans, it's made to absolute perfection. That's the Mixon Groveside Cafe, located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. And remember, they're in the Florida Tourist Guide magazine. All right. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is with us. Good morning back again there, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Well, I'll tell you what. The president has said we're going to get more details on the Mexican trade deal coming soon. That's going to be about the particulars. I've been told from what I've been able to read of little bits and pieces that apparently there'll be a better agricultural deal there for our farmers, too, which is all good. Again, I'm not tired of winning, are you?
No, I'm not. And the information that came from his tweet over the weekend was that there was going to be a big agricultural equipment and produce by the Mexican government, which is going to help our farmers. He told the farmers, hang with me and things will work out for you. And the farmers did, and there's going to be a payoff. So you know, everything this guy has said so far when it comes to trade and economics with other and economic relationships with other countries has come true, which makes the criticism by the Democrats about his tactics in achieving these goals just seem like spoiled children, rotten milk egg. You know, I mean, it's just dumb.
Mm-hmm. Now, I should tell you that the president, when he went overseas to England and to France and to Ireland and participated in the ceremony at D-Day, he's gotten nothing but accolades, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And if you listen to the speech, it's hard to not see why he got accolades. Mm-hmm. It's a great speech.
Now, here's somebody that doesn't really agree with that, and here we go with these comments.
I was here when Ronald Reagan was here in 1984. I was here for that. Mm-hmm. And for all the disagreements over how to handle missile deployments in Europe, there were a lot of tensions then. But we didn't have the divisions with Europe that we have now. Mm-hmm. America is less respected in Europe than at any time in post-war history.
Well, let's throw on what the positive possibilities are. I think everyone should reread Ronald Reagan's speech of that day. It's so beautiful, and it talks about the importance of alliances and working together. I'm really proud that we have, I think, the largest congressional delegation for international travel ever for this visit here. We have nearly 60 from the House and around 20 from the United States Senate, bipartisan delegations. And our delegation is one-third of them are veterans. Our veterans. So, again, it is pretty exciting to be able to acknowledge what happened then with the ability to thank those who have more recently fought for our freedom.
You know that was Nancy Pelosi, and you know that was Andrea Mitchell, the two war hawks of history.
Yeah, when it comes to Andrea Mitchell, this woman is just such a propaganda mouthpiece for the progressive fascist left.
That's it.
That if people haven't recognized that already, you had better step back, take a look, and wonder why you're not seeing it. As far as Pelosi's concerned, why don't you just pat yourself on the back a little more about acknowledging veterans? Okay, let's do something different, Nancy. How about we go back into Congress and we fix the VA system and we make sure that all the veterans are taken care of that are homeless before we take care of people who don't have citizenship in this country?
Yeah.
How about we do that? So I don't need to hear how proud she is about 60 people using taxpayer dollars to go over to France to sit and fake clap for a president they despise. Maybe they should stay home and do some hard work and make sure all of our veterans have a place to live.
And why is California and their legislature that just passed legislation paying the full health care benefits for illegal low-income immigrants, full health benefits? They say it's only 98,000. That's all they got in California is 98,000 illegal low-income immigrants and about $100 million price tag. Let me tell you something. I think the very lowest number I've heard of illegals in California is 3 million. I've heard 5 million. I've heard a lot more than that. So do the math, and that's a lot more than $100 million.
No, I'm sure his math has to do with sanctuary cities. They're not counting them, but that's beside the point. They can't afford to buy health care for one.
Mm-hmm.
California's broke. Mm-hmm. California is in the red. They don't exist as something that can pay for what they already have on the books. So what are they going to pay? How are they going to pay for this health care for illegal immigrants to the tune of $100 million?
Yeah.
Everybody's leaving the state. You have Spike Lee screaming that everyone should leave Hollywood and leave California because all the taxes are too high. When you've got an icon of the left saying abandon California, you've got some troubles. So I don't know how, you know, this is Gavin Newsom being a propagandist and trying to rally people to a cause that isn't funded and will never happen. So where is this $100 million going to come from in a state that has no money?
Have you ever heard of a flip-flop flip?
A flip-flop flip?
Yeah.
No, I've not heard of a flip-flop flip.
Well, that's what David Axelrod is calling Joe Biden doing with his latest deal with abortions and a couple of other things there, too, that it is a flip, flop, flip.
Well, you know, Axelrod, as much as I despise everything about the man, he does have some political acumen when it comes to the left. And if he's already preaching, already chirping about Joe Biden, that Joe Biden's days are numbered.
Well, you know, he is.
And we said this last week. If you played Joe Biden's gaffe reel from the beginning of his many presidential runs, you wouldn't have time for anybody else in the mainstream media. It would be that long.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether he's trying to raise money to retire debt or whether he's trying to raise money to be able to give it to a PAC. But, you know, the idea that he's going to be president of the United States, that's a pipe dream.
Well, I did just exactly that last week because Breitbart had a whole bunch of stuff, audio from 1973 from then-Congressman Joe Biden, and I played three or four different clips for the audience to hear, and it's totally the opposite of where we're at today.
No, yeah, the guy he's taking a page out of Hillary and Bill Clinton's book. Say whatever you want to in front of the crowd you're in front of in order to get them to clap. In an age when people have recorders on their cell phones, it doesn't work anymore. You get outed as a hypocrite and somebody who's got two faces. So, you know, that's the first red flag, and the first red flag that should tell him he really should say goodbye, go retire, get a job as a senior consultant at some alphabet media organization and fade into history, because he's not going to get the Oval Office.
No, he will not get the nomination, I guarantee you that. And if he does get it, he won't get the win, I guarantee you that, too. He just isn't going to do it. But anyway, very quickly, ISIS, captured a Canadian Trinidadian ISIS fighter, Abu Henrique al-Kanadi. He was tapped to carry out financial attacks to cripple the U.S. economy. He is an economist. We nailed him in Syria, and he's told researchers that there were other Trinidadians that were going to be flown to Puerto Rico from Syria, and from there they were going to take a boat to Mexico, then be smuggled in through the border into the United States. Didn't happen, but he said, you know, what the gist of that is that ISIS is still planning to do foul things to good people.
Well, let's take that a step further. It validates everything we've been saying since 2001.
Exactly.
That Islamofascist groups from around the world will be looking at the smuggling pipelines coming over the southern border to attack the United States. And that means the southern border is a security threat and a national security threat, and we should be closing it and tightening it, and that's the way it goes.
That it are, and I will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Also, check him out, Underground USA Podcast. Both of those over on Facebook. That's how you find him. All right. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback will be right back with us, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump disputes a report suggesting that several parts of the trade deal with Mexico have been in the works for months. He says his administration has not been able to get Mexico to agree to the actions in full. He says he will announce at least one additional immigration measure at a later time. Reporter Michael Shear co-wrote the New York Times story saying that two major parts of the deal were among those on the table.
In both cases, those efforts are things that the Mexicans had largely agreed to months ago. In the case of the migrant protection protocols back in December of last year, there were a series of agreements essentially traded back and forth between the United States after weeks of negotiations between the two countries.
The president also says that Mexico will buy large quantities of U.S. farm products as part of the deal, but it's unclear whether such a promise was made.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's listening to us right now, she and her husband Don, on AM 1330 WLBB up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to all the guys and gals listening to us in Fort Benning, Georgia. This portion of the program brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise in the Freedom Boat Club system of 175 affiliates. Over 400 boats, 23 locations, and you can find out more by going to their website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Save you a bunch of money, and we'll tell you all about that with the beach and boating forecast coming up in the next segment. Right now, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Big night in sports last night. St. Louis Blues lose to the Boston Bruins, and we will have Game 7 Wednesday night, Captain, for all. St. Louis is trying to get their first Stanley Cup.
And I know a little pixie down in Sarasota that said that was going to happen.
I thought it was going to happen, too, but it just didn't happen last night. So.
No, I mean that St. Louis was going to lose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they
okay.
predicted Boston would win.
Well, now it goes back to Boston, kind of puts the home court advantage in their favor.
It does.
To win it.
Mm-hmm. So it does, but we'll
Boston's
see.
Boston's had a lot of good things happen for them over the last few years, the Super Bowls and the World Series. But last night, unfortunately, Mr. Ortiz was shot there in the Dominican Republic.
Well, I'm still trying to figure that out because apparently he was going into a disco. First of all, I did not realize that Santo Domingo had discos. Now, he's quite a flamboyant and flashy dresser, and if he's wearing that gold that he's famous for, and he's out in the middle of the night unprotected in a district where he might get himself into some trouble or whatever, and this guy comes up behind him on a motorcycle, jumps off, and then shoots him in the back? I mean, come on.
Well, I'm thinking, Captain, that's one way to look at it. The other is could be that he was mistaken for somebody else, and that, you know, the guy was trying to get revenge on somebody and mistakenly, you know, in the dark and at night with all the people, thought it was the guy.
Trying hard to mistake Big Poppy. He stands up like a store thumb.
From the back, though, you know, that's the thing. Or he was jealous. I mean, who knows what caused this guy. But then after he shot him, everybody came after him. They caught him and beat him to a pulp.
Well, of course.
They do a little different justice down there.
And Big Pappy had surgery. He's in stable condition was the last report I got. It wasn't serious, so he's showing some improvement. And we wish him a speedy recovery, and hopefully everything will work out. Now, we also had, let's go right down the list. NASCAR was postponed yesterday.
Yes, 5 o'clock today, Captain. They'll start the engines there in Michigan, weather permitting, which it should be fine.
And Mario Andretti was doing a test drive with a sponsor's car and crashed on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I don't know, Captain. Some people think I'm wrong, but I don't know why he's even doing that.
Well, because the sponsor asked him to.
I know, but he shouldn't even be messing around in those automobiles. At his situation, at his age right now, period.
He's in his middle 70s. Doesn't mean he can't drive, but
no,
It's a little different trying to do 200 miles an hour in a sports car, a race car, rather.
Thank you, Captain. Your reflexes aren't the same at 35.
No.
Okay, when you're 75. Just life. It's life. It is what it is. It's not being
so
wrong.
We did have the open car race, right, Indy?
Yeah, the Indy was exciting, too. Yeah, that wasn't half bad yesterday. And then up in Canada, speaking of that, the Grand Prix up there was a wild one.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things happening.
So who won up there?
Oh, God. Oh, Cap just popped out of my brain there. Up there in the Grand Prix of Canada.
I wonder if it was one of our local drivers down here. We got a couple.
No.
Power is the one that comes to mind all the time.
Yeah, Will. No, Will. Matter of fact, Will came in like ninth place. Racing. I know that much because I try to keep up with the local guys. But no, that didn't happen. And then in basketball, Captain, tonight, big game between Golden State and the Toronto Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people think if Kevin Durant comes back, that Golden State wins it. So we shall see.
There's a lot of speculation on whether or not he's going to come back to play tonight.
Yeah, there is. A lot of people are talking about that as far as free agency. Is he just going to rest himself so he doesn't hurt himself? Is that going to hurt him in free agency if it comes out that he could have played but didn't play? A lot of rumors going around that doesn't make sense to me, but we'll see what's going to happen there. Golden State's had a heck of a run also. I'll tell you one thing, if Kawhi Leonard for the Toronto Raptors was doing this, they'd be coming down on him very hard. It's funny how there's some different standards. Toronto's never won a championship. They need it bad. St. Louis Blues never won a championship. They need it bad. So it'll be interesting to see if the old formidable people win it again, or we're going to have a couple newcomers win them.
And I remember watching. I remember guys watching or playing basketball back in the days when men were men and women were proud of it. Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, that bunch going back and forth. They would tape themselves up. They would be limping. I watched Wilt Chamberlain could hardly walk, hobbling on one leg, limping up and down the court, but he still managed to score 50 points.
Yeah. Now the biggest one ever was Willis Reed for the Knicks.
That's right. That was another one.
You know, there was no way he should have played, but he found a way to play.
And won now that series changed. And won the championship.
Yes, they did. The Knicks of old. Curious, though, if they're going to get back to it. There's talk about Kawhi Leonard going to the New York Knicks, Captain. That'll be interesting if that were to happen. But if Toronto wins it, I don't see him leaving Canada. If they lose it, then, you know, anything's up in the air.
Okay, so baseball, we had Boston Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays in a four-game set, and the Rays won 3 out of 4.
Yes, they did. Now they are top of the AL East. How about them Rays?
And again, there's a little pixie down in Sarasota that's gone. It won't be for long, but that's okay.
Well, you just don't know. I mean, who would have thought they would have won 90 games this year? Who would think right now they'd be 16 games above 500?
Not me.
Not anybody.
Many people.
No. We just didn't see that.
I did not think they were going to be a 500 team this year.
No. And if Glasgow didn't get hurt.
Right. They would have been 25. They would have been 20 or 25 games over.
Yeah. So.
Pitching.
No question, Captain. That's where the game is won and lost. Interesting stat. St. Louis Cardinals, Chicago Cubs, a lot of people that listen to the station and you across the U.S. of A. are fans of those two franchises.
You bet.
Every game this year, the home team has won between those two coming across, you know, the interstate. So pretty interesting. Pretty interesting little tidbit there. Good game last night. The Cubs were, you know, came through. You know, pull for them. I like Joe Madden, so going to pull for the Cubs. Rizzo's a great guy. It's a great organization, and the Cardinals have always been a great organization. Tony La Russa coached them, another, you know, Tampa Bay guy. So you got to love people like that. We've got to pull for our 8-1-3 down here. So,
well, you've also got, the minor league systems that build up these teams. Now, go ahead and tell us all about what it is you do.
Well, I help out people every day, Captain. You know, helped out some people Saturday with their Social Security, getting that squared away for them. They'll be ready for Medicare in about a year. We prepare for that. Help them out with their finances to move their money from their 401ks. They're no longer working there at the organization that they were employed with. So no sense in keeping your money there. Might as well move it to something you can control now. And I help out the veterans every day with their benefits when it comes to making sure they get the gaps with if they're on TRICARE or not on TRICARE. They just have Medicare and B. I get them another program, as you're well aware of. And then last but not least, we always have to plan for our final destination, and we take care of final expenses for them with some insurance programs that can definitely help them out. And the other thing, Captain, I like to do with everybody I meet, or if they give me a call, I send them a book. It's called Mission 1 Million, and it's to get you out of debt. It's to do 6 to 8 things financially respectable, to do wealth-building situations, knock down debt, pay on things you should pay on if the interest rate is at the right price, to make more money with other investments. So a lot of things I do out there to help out people. I'm here for them. My number's 813-966-1052. 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, please feel free to call me. Captain will tell you. I'll take good care of you. I'm here to help you. If I can't help you, I'll make a friend. So that's all I can do.
So, yep, and we talk to you on Mondays and we talk to you on Fridays.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we have fun doing a little wrap-up for the weekend and then a little prepared for the weekend of sports, because that's normally when the big action's going on. So,
All right.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man.
We'll talk to you.
I'll see you at Mission Barbecue tomorrow.
All right.
That'll be fun.
Very good.
So, thank you, sir.
Very good. All right, then that's Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback. And again, Patrick Highland, catch him 813-966-1052. As this number, 813-966-1052, for more information about him. All right, I'm coming right back with the final segment here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch today brought to you by our very good friends at the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, where you can find out what not owning a boat can mean to you because of the fact you'll save a whole bunch of money and you'll be able to hop onto a boat anytime you want. And instead of taking hours sometimes, it'll take you just a few minutes. I go in, hop on, come back out, hop off, and you're done. All right, here comes the beach and boating forecast. Alrighty, and for today, Monday, it'll be mostly cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms. About a 30% chance of rain today. We'll have winds that will be out of the southwest for the most part, most of the day, from 10 to 15 miles per hour. However, we will have gusts up to 20 in some of the storms that we could have, the scattered thunderstorms. The seas will be 2 to 3 feet today with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature is down now to 87 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 85 degrees. We had our low tide at 3.02 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 10.15 a.m. And that's the beach and boating forecast for Monday morning. Now, don't forget that the numbers of Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell quite an incredible story. Now, when we first started talking about Freedom Boat Club, about 3 years ago now, they had 100 boats. Now, they've got over 400. And they had 10 locations. Now, they've got 23 headed to 25 is what I've been told. And we'll find out more when Keith Marsh comes in to talk to us on the radio. Now, when you join the Tampa Bay Club, you'll have access to those 400-plus boats. It is the largest fleet in the Freedom Boat Club system of 175 franchises across America, with two in Canada also. Now, with the 23 locations, it takes them up into the villages. You used to have one up there, now you've got two in the villages. And you can choose from six different types of boats, including the Cobia Center console that'll take you right out into the Gulf. They've got the hurricane deck boats, which I like to use because that's a nice day cruise out there on the Gulf, and then in the bay, rather. And then you can go up into the shallower waters, go up the rivers, go up into the inlets. And then they've got the Key West skiffs to get you into where the big ones, the big lunkers are when you want to go fishing. And all members have to do is make a reservation, pack their cooler, and away you go for a day of fun on the water. Come on back, park the boat, hand them the keys. You are done. Now, your membership in the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay gets you reciprocity to use in any of the other Freedom Boat Clubs across the country. Now, think about this for a second. If you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, regardless of where you're at, you get to save $1,000 right now. $1,000. Now, if you are an active duty military person, if you are a veteran, if you are a first responder, active or retired, or if you are in the health profession, whether you're in actually as a nurse or a doctor, nurse practitioner, or you work for a doctor's office, or you work for a hospital, regardless of what it is you do, or you work for a convalescent or nursing facility, or maybe you're a home health aide, you get that $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. And you can use that reciprocity to go anywhere that you want to go in the Freedom Boat Club system. So, check them out online by going to the FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That number again, 855-FREEDOM, and tell them the captain sent you. Well, House Democrats are seeking to give themselves a pay raise. Yep. Get himself a pay raise. They want an extra $4,500. $4,500. Because, in the words of AOC, she just can't make it with all the expenses that they have on $174,500 a year. That just isn't enough for her to get by. That's more money than she's ever seen. Than she's ever seen coming from a $32,000 a year bartender job. Unbelievable. But anyway, I guess you have to keep up certain standards, right, or something like that. But anyway, we'll see what happens, because that's about eight times the minimum wage that they're saying that others deserve when you figure what's involved here. They want $4,500 a year more. Now, a new poll in Iowa is showing that Joe Biden's numbers are starting to wane as the others are starting to catch up to him, namely Bernie Sanders in second place, and then you've got a real free-for-all going on below there with Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren and Mayor Pete, as they are all trying to make themselves matter in the race. And we'll see what happens there. By the way, remember the police officer last week in North Carolina? Kay's Jewelers employee refused to let the policeman come in because he was wearing his gun, and he was on duty. On duty. And this person said, the manager of Kay Jewelers said, if you remove the gun, we'll let you in. Otherwise, we won't. Well, when a police officer is on duty, they do not remove their guns. Sorry. Does not happen. And he let the person know he was on duty. Well, the Kay Jewelers company fired that manager. He's no longer there. And they apologized every which way from Sunday about that situation, which they should have. They should have. Now, you heard me mention with Frank Salvato that under an agreement between Governor Gavin Newsom and Democrats in the state legislature, low-income adults between the ages of 19 and 25 living in California illegally would be eligible for California's Medicaid program known as Medi-Cal. Now, the deal emerged as part of a broader $213 billion budget. Now, just this one provision of Medi-Cal for the illegals, they say it's only 98,000 to qualify, will cost $100 million a year. Now, by any number that anybody has heard anywhere across the country, the minimum of illegals that are in California are 3 to 5 million. Could be a lot higher, but that's the minimum, the numbers that we've heard. And if that's the case, and you got 3 million, and they're saying there's 98,000 that qualify, but yet all 3 million or 5 million would, wow. Use 100,000 as a parameter. That means that if you got 5 million, that would be five times more than what we just told you at $100 million. So that's $500 million. Where are they going to get that money? Where are they going to get that money? Good question, huh? Good question. So, we'll sit back and we'll watch and we'll just observe what's going on here because it's unbelievable. By the way, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, has said that the Mexican immigration deal fixes all the problems. Well, I think that he's kind of being the cheerleader for the president. I don't think that the Mexican deal fixes all the problems at all. As a matter of fact, he creates some new ones, but we'll go with what's there and see what happens. By the way, you folks down in Bradenton, Sarasota, check out Dominic's Blinds and Decor. That's Dominic spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345, and they'll come to you. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And again, if you want to set up an appointment for service, 941-922-2345, they'll stop by. And always remember to tell them, the captain sent you. You just never know. You might wind up with some of those private stock donuts in the back room. And I heard a little bird tell me the other day that they're still there, so there you go. Now, coming up on many of these stations, you'll hear about the David Ortiz shooting in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. You'll hear about that crane incident that happened in Dallas. But remember, we've been talking about it all night long. This is tomorrow's news tonight on our program. That's what we do. All right, I shall return tomato later tonight for most of you on many of these same stations. Matter of fact, all of them. Might even add one along the way. Have yourself a great day, everybody. And remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. All right, I'm going to reach up. I'm going to grab that door over the corner. Grab it, slam it. See you in the morning. God bless America.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.